Williams College and its Museum of Art are studying climate change through a variety of ways this academic year. It comes after a call by alumni, students, and staff for the college to fully divest its endowment from fossil fuel companies. Williams College is embarking on a year of confronting climate change with a series of events, programs, and community-based efforts to reduce energy and cut carbon emissions. Amy Johns is the director of the college's Zilka Center for Environmental Initiatives.
Some of what the college is doing is purely operational. So we're working on reducing the amount of energy that we use on campus through pretty standard energy conservation in our buildings and education of the campus community. And then we're also working on renewable energy in a big way, both on campus installing solar panels, and we're looking for utility scale renewable energy possibilities in Berkshire County and New England more broadly.
In July, the college announced that it was investing about $6 million to construct a 1.9 megawatt solar array on a capped landfill in Williamstown. John says Williams is also offering student engagement programs outside the classroom.
So we run a program during the academic year called Eco Advisors, where students do a combination of learning about environmental issues, and this year in particular we're focusing on climate change. And then they also do projects related to those topics on campus. We also are going to be having a group of students who are working specifically on our renewable energy projects, because that's a fantastic area for them to be thinking about careers in the future in the green sector.
John says the Zilka Center is also partnering with the Davis Center, the college's social justice and activism hub, to look at how students can make real change on environmental issues. Inside the classroom, the college has recently added two majors, environmental policy and environmental science. Meanwhile, the Williams College Museum of Art is partnering with an organization called Ghana Think Tank to explore how people view climate change. Sonnet Coggins is the museum's associate director for academic and public engagement.
So it starts with a little mobile unit that will move across the Williams campus and out into the community to collect problems related to climate change, and then send those problems to think tanks that are in Indonesia and Morocco to generate solutions. They will send those solutions back, and we will begin to implement them with various events and interventions in the community. At the same time, in January, we'll build a big installation inside of the museum.
Williams' efforts come after a push by alumni, students, and staff calling for the college to completely divest its roughly $2.3 billion endowment from the top 200 fossil fuel companies, citing the complexities and potential financial loss of rearranging how the endowment is invested. Williams decided not to divest, instead focusing on investment and activism. President Adam Folk addressed that decision in September 2015.
Now, our feeling was that we have the resources and the opportunity and the responsibility to invest in a variety of ways, to invest in the campus, to invest in our educational mission, and that, you know, for a college, given our mission, that was the most appropriate way for us to show the kind of leadership that that we are eager to show.
With that 2015 announcement, Williams said it is investing up to $50 million over the next 5 years in efficient buildings, renewable energy projects, and climate change education, aiming to achieve carbon neutrality by the end of 2020. Brian Burke, a 2002 Williams graduate and a professor of sustainable development at Appalachian State University, helps lead the divestment group. Intent on continuing to influence Williams through protests and other avenues, he says the college can both invest and divest.
Share a broader message. Take a broader stand where you're saying, we aren't only going to limit our activities to what's happening right here on campus or what's happening right here in the Berkshires. We're going to make an effort to lead toward the decarbonization of the economy.
Williams is also hosting a series of public talks with the head of the Nature Conservancy, the founder of 350.org, and other environmental experts throughout the academic year. Mike Evans, assistant director of the Zilka Center, says the center operates a website that is a one-stop shop for all sustainability efforts on campus and beyond.
So on that website, it's information for student opportunities, thinking about sustainability off campus and after students graduate, but it's also thinking about sustainability in terms of energy and emissions, food and water, waste and recycling, buildings and transportation. So some of that website offers, you know, sort of the 101, the intro on each of those areas, and it talks about what the college is doing in each of those areas to make the college more sustainable and make the region more sustainable.
Williams has also started offering retirees and employees a low-carbon investment fund. Major donors can also choose to have their gift to the college's endowment invested in a fossil fuel-free fund. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.